BBC News, I'm John Shea. Spain's Football Federation has sacked Jorge Vilda, the coach of its World Cup-winning women's team. He's considered a close ally of Luis Rubiales, the suspended president of the federation, who's been under fire for kissing the player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent as the team celebrated winning the tournament last month. More from Guy Hedgeco in Madrid.
This is something which I think many people had perhaps been expecting for a while, especially since the Rubiales scandal blew up a few days ago, because he was seen as a very close ally of Mr. Rubiales. And Jorge Vilda also has had quite a tumultuous relationship at times with Spain's women's football team. Around a year ago, there was a players' rebellion against him and the coaching setup. And even though he is a World Cup winning coach, he has now lost his job.
The World Food Programme has warned of a catastrophic winter for millions of Afghans if funding for food runs out in the coming months. The UN agency said that a funding shortfall had forced it to cut rations for 2 million Afghans. Here's our South Asia regional editor, Anbarasan Ettirajan.
People are very desperate. People are doing, you know, daily labour work to get some money to provide food for their families. Now, Afghanistan needs about $4.5 billion of foreign aid every year to survive, you know, to provide aid because the economy is shrinking. There is not money coming in because of international sanctions. Now, the aid agencies say they've got only about 10% of the amount earlier this year. So they're desperately trying to get more money so that the starving Afghans can be provided help.
There's been controversy in India after invitations sent out by the president ahead of the G20 summit referred to the country as Bharat. The name is widely used domestically, but opposition parties say any attempt to change the country's identity would amount to distorting history. French schools are to try out uniforms as a way of avoiding rows over religious dress. As the new school year starts, a law has come into force banning the abaya, a dress traditionally worn by Muslims. Yesterday saw dozens of girls sent home for wearing abayas. The law is being challenged in court later on Tuesday. Hugh Schofield explains why.
It's very difficult to define what an abaya is, what kind of a loose garment is it, and this unfairly targets a certain portion of the school body, and those are Muslims, and these are serious arguments, and they'll be taken into account by the Conseil d'État, which is the highest administrative court, which will rule in the next 48 hours. Personally, I don't think it's likely to succeed because this does fall under the 2004 law, which banned conspicuous sign of Muslim affiliation.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Two executives from a Swedish oil company have gone on trial, accused of complicity in war crimes committed in Sudan. Ian Lundin was chief executive of the family firm Lundin Oil, while Alex Schneiter was vice president during the late 90s and early 2000s. It's alleged that they asked the Sudanese government to secure a region of the country where they wanted to operate, meaning local people were burned out of their villages while others were shot. Both deny the charges. A small group of protesters gathered outside the court building in Stockholm. One of them, Olof Andersson, said those responsible for aiding criminal activities in Sudan must face justice.
We are here today to show our support for the people in South Sudan who have suffered the consequences of the oil company's drilling. For me, it is important as a Swede to take stand against a Swedish company that's doing something that's not morally right.
The social media platform TikTok says it's opened a data centre in Ireland, its first in Europe, as part of its ongoing response to data privacy concerns about its links to China. The platform, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, has repeatedly said all user data were securely stored in Singapore and the United States. Many countries have banned the app from government-owned devices. Six soldiers have been charged at a military court in the Democratic Republic of Congo with involvement in the killing of more than 40 protesters. The group includes a colonel and a lieutenant colonel from the Republican Guard. Troops opened fire last week in the eastern city of Goma during a protest against UN peacekeepers. A rapper from Singapore has been sentenced to 6 weeks in jail for promoting ill will between different ethnic groups. Subhas Nair, who's of Indian descent, was accused of suggesting that ethnic Chinese people receive preferential treatment in the city-state. BBC News.